Greetings, more answers from Habakkuk. You will remember in the last session, I raised the issue of why does God use such fierce wrath by the Chaldeans to be brought upon, actually a nation that were his people. And simply the answer is, sin is awful. And God's wrath rightfully burns against the rebellion of man before God. But let's explore that concept a little bit further as God used the Chaldeans. And even as Habakkuk, as we know, struggled with what God was doing. Even as you and I find ourselves, we look at things that are happening around us, things that seem to be of detriment to the church and to God's people, and yet God is using those things for his purpose. We always need to remember that. It's difficult to kind of really understand that. I mentioned last week and at our last one, and I hope you will, if you haven't, please read carefully chapter 1 of Habakkuk. It's an amazing detail of what God says that he will do. Keeping in mind again that the Chaldeans are not being given some special favor. They are the servants of God. This is God bringing his purpose upon the land that is his, set aside, and yet the people have rebelled against them. And so here's the question specifically. This is what Habakkuk formulated it. He said, God, you are sovereign. You are a holy God. You have called these people unto yourself. You have made a covenant with them. You have poured out your grace upon them. You are not someone who forgets your promises. Why are you letting this happen? It seems to be happening in that way that the nation that was God's people is now being destroyed. Is God not able to keep his people when he has called them? And so the question is a legitimate question, but here is the point. Yes, God is holy, but suffering and dying here on earth is not the worst thing that can happen. There were some of God's people that we know who not only were taken captive into Babylon as a result of the Chaldeans, but who actually lost their lives in the battle, lost their lives during the siege when great, terrible starvation was taking place. But they were still the people of God. God does keep his covenant promise with his people. But here is even specifically looking beyond. It is by means of this that God took the children of Israel captive into Babylon. That was by the hand of God, yes, justice, and in the midst of grace. Justice for the purpose of pouring out the greatness of his grace, that through that action, his people would not be ultimately lost because they've turned away from God into sin, but he reestablished them. We kept them in Babylon in captivity to bring them back to make the new covenant, ultimately leading to the coming of Christ and the work of grace through Christ. God is indeed a holy God. He is sovereign. We may want to question that at times, but remember, everything that God brings is according to his purpose to save a people out of grace. None of us deserve any grace. No one deserves. We all deserve exactly what the Chaldeans poured out. But because of grace, he carries out his purpose. And so when you think about the wrath of God in terms of things happening in your world, think of it as being in the midst of God's grace. God has promised to call a people. He has made covenant, and he will fulfill that covenant. You can count on it. Tune in again next time on more answers from Habakkuk.